thing.
What about some other ways of saying that, not nearly that strong? What would you be more likely to say? If you're just a little bit aggravated,
foot, shoot, okay. Something of that description.
What about land sake?
Land sake. What did I do that
for? You're a little bit disgusted. Uh-huh. You go out and the calves got into the flower bed.
Yeah, land sake. What in the world are you doing that for?
Okay. And if you're surprised about something, you say, why, the very
idea.
Okay. And if you meet someone and you ask about their health, you say,
how is your health, or how is how are you feeling?
Okay. Good morning.
How are you today? Okay. Or how are you feeling?
If it's a stranger and you're introduced to them, would you say it with a little bit different inflection in your voice?
Oh, yes.
How would you say it?
I say, Mr. So-and-so, or Mrs. So, how are you today?
What you would use when they were coming mm-hmm. to the doctor's
that's
office.
That's right. How are you today?
Mm-hmm. But to your neighbor across
you
the
say,
way.
How are you feeling?
Okay. And to invite somebody, if you enjoyed their visit and you want to tell them.
I've enjoyed having you.
And you hope
will come back.
Okay. Come.
Again.
Okay. Is that the way you would say that word?
I come again or come back to see us.
I'm sorry, the pronunciation of again.
Again.
Would you say it again? Again?
Again.
Again. That's the only way you'd say it. All right. Have you heard of the pronunciation?
Oh, yes.
All right. Would you say it in general here? More people
hear it? Say again.
More people hear
it? You may say again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And on the 25th of December, you say to someone, you say
Merry Christmas.
And on the 1st of January,
Happy New Year.
And if you want to express appreciation other than saying thank you, you might say I'm much I'm deeply indebted to you. I'm much
I'm much obliged to you. I couldn't think of the words, you know,
right.
So I'll leave you.
You just do the beautiful. If you are not sure whether or not you'll have time, but you say, well, I blank, I'll have time.
I think I will have the time.
All right, and if you have to go to some stores, you might say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And if you make a purchase, the storekeeper, you said that when they were doing the sugar, you and your sister mm-hmm. had to put paper around it. You
put it in paper bags.
And you
tied it with string.
All right, but before you tied it, you
folded the bag
another
over.
Another way of saying fold it mm-hmm. is
wrap.
All right. And when you get home with the package, you
untied, unwrap it.
All right. And if you, if your grandfather, it was your father.
My grandfather.
Your grandfather at the store. If he bought something at a certain price and then he had to sell it, if he bought it for $5 and then he found he had to sell it for $3, you might say, well, I had to sell it
At cost or at loss, at a loss.
Okay. And if you like something, but you don't think you have money enough to buy it, you might say, well, I like it, but it
costs too much.
And on the first of the month, the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay
the dues.
And if you don't have any money, you may go to a friend to
borrow.
And if the banker is gently refusing a loan, he might say, well, money is
scarce.
And in swimming, a child goes up on the springboard and
jumps off.
All right.
Or springs off.
And if he
let's see.
More than jumps and springs, the movement of going from up there into the water is called a
diving.
All right. You say, right now he is going to
dive.
And yesterday he
dived.